This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bad seat, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad editors, bad day, bad lie, bad dude, bad bread, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York City. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. People dressed in plastic bags to break the traffic. Some kind of fashion check it up should do be. All my friends come around, flats and flats and party. Brands on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, the starts to tatter. My braids are splattered all over Manhattan. Should do be shake out. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4CBS is our toll-free line. Nice guys finish last. You run out of gas. Break your spine. It's brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Andrew Kahn will join us from the Ann Arbor News. He covers Michigan hoops. They hired Juwan Howard to fill the John Beilein gig as he left for the NBA and the Cleveland Cavs. Juwan Howard returns to Ann Arbor in all his glory. He's been an assistant with the Heat since 2013 after winning two titles with them, and, of course, was a member of the Fab Five Michigan team in the early 90s. Juwan Howard gets the job at Michigan. We'll talk about that coming up in about 9 or 10 minutes with Andrew Kahn. Also, 1120 East, Paul Jones, 820 West, Raptors Radio, series tied at twos. Game five tomorrow night in Brewtown with the series knotted at twos. Day off for the Bucks and Raptors as they shift to Milwaukee. Coach Nick Nurse says that Kawhi is feeling good and there are no concerns about the limp he has shown the last couple of games. Are you buying that? Can the Raptors win in Milwaukee? Can the Raptors win with Kawhi Leonard banged up? He seems banged up to me. I mean, he's sitting over on a bench with giant heating pads on his leg all night. I mean, is that not a sign?
I don't know how they could sit there today and say he's feeling good, there's no concerns. The guy was limping all over the place, wasn't he?
Right.
I just think that's – I guess they want to play it that way. That's okay.
They're lying.
Fine, but I don't see how they could possibly say everything's fine.
Paul Jones will join us to talk about this very scenario in about an hour and 10 minutes. Reports today say Kyrie Irving is more open to signing with the Lakers this offseason and reuniting with LeBron James. Every day you're going to hear rumors like this until July 1st. It's said that the Knicks and Nets are high on the list, but L.A. is now defiantly in the conversation because they think they're getting everyone, right? The Lakers are getting every player in the league. Who isn't going to the Lakers? But I don't think a bunch of great players are going there. Do you really think that? I mean, maybe if they swing the AD deal and they get Kyrie, that's all they would need. If they got LeBron, if he got Kyrie and AD, they'd be set.
Yeah, they'd be okay then. I think that'll put them in the mix.
They'd be set.
Yeah.
I don't know if they believed he was going to the Knicks.
I don't know about beat the Warriors set, but I mean, maybe. Who knows?
But they'll be a playoff team.
Oh, absolutely. Playoff team. They better be.
I mean, that's automatic.
I mean, top half of the bracket playoff team with those.
Well, they were in the four spot when he got injured, so they would have made the playoffs this year with that team. If he wasn't, he missed 20 games, 18
games.
Yeah,
he missed a
that killed them. That killed their season. The Stanley Cup Finals is set. The Blues and Bruins will open Monday night in Boston. The Bruins are minus -155 favorite to win the series. Who do you got in the final? Remember, you have to lay $155 to win $100. This is a gambling show.
And the Blues are +135 if you wanted to bet the Blues.
So you could bet $100 to win $135. on the Blues. Carver High, are you taking the Blues in the Stanley Cup Final?
I will be getting involved with the Blues for the series, yes.
For the series. Mafia, are you taking the Bruins or the Blues?
I got to go Bruins right now. I know the Blues have been playing great, but Bruins have been so much better than just about everyone they've played so far.
Do you know that they've played them three times? They've been to the Stanley Cup Finals, once against the Bruins in 1970. It came into the league in 68, right? And they went to the Stanley Cup Finals their first 3 years. Did you know that? And they went 3 years in a row to the Finals. And they went 0-12 in those games. They never won a game. How crazy is that? They got swept three times. I mean, that's crazy, isn't it? But you cannot factor that into this, can you? That trend from that long ago, I just don't think it's applicable. But some people might think it's just delicious.
Come on. It's so long ago. Who cares?
Who cares? What about the Bobby Orr factor?
Man, I got to look at that picture enough for the next week, right?
Oh, that's going to be.
That's just all you got to look at for the next week is that picture.
That's just going to be every day.
49 years ago.
So the NFL today announced the upcoming draft cities by year. Next year, Vegas, then Cleveland in 21, 23, Kansas City, 22 has yet to be determined. There's a lot we're going to talk about tonight. I'm also going to support, you know, this guy. I told you that I love that Raider pick, the Cleveland Farrell kid. So a lot of people think, you know, it's spelled Farrell. So I'm thinking Carver High, the reason we should support this kid, not the Raiders, but support him and everything he does. So I want this guy to be like, you know, rookie of the year and have like, you know, 9 sacks or something and have just the greatest year ever. And then we could just have everyone yelling Farrell all the time. You know what I mean? This is homeboy marketing at the highest level. Homeboy marketing. Get publicized for free. Right? That's Shaq Diesel marketing. Let everybody else talk about you and you just get promoted, right? If we just say Cleveland Farrell every time, you know what I mean? Instead of Farrell, just go with Farrell. A lot of people think it is Farrell, right? It's spelled Farrell. So, like, mine's Farrell. So why not just use that, springboard that, Mafia, into, really, endorsements and cash.
You got to get that publicity any way you can, right?
I mean, that's homeboy marketing. If we can get him, everyone yelling Farrell all the time in the NFL season, it's Farrell again! You know what I mean? Just constantly hearing that, I think it'll be great for America. I really do. Make America Farrell again. Thank you. Your boy, Giancarlo Stanton, now shut down again. What'd he do? Pull a calf after all of his rehab, and he's injured again? That's unbelievable. What
Never
a feather this guy is.
That's another month and a half he'll be out.
What a feather this guy is, honestly. I mean, it is crazy. Berube, the sixth head coach since 2000 to be named as a midseason replacement and guide his team to the Stanley Cup. There you go. On January 3rd, the Blues had the fewest points in the NHL and were 300-1 to win the Stanley Cup. One guy's got a ticket worth $100,000 on the Blues right now. And we'll talk, will the rest affect Tuukka Rask? We'll talk about that. By the way, when they played in 1970, the average cost of a new house was $23,000 and gas was 36 cents a gallon. It's unbelievable. The city of St. Louis has had a terrible history against Boston.
In these championship games.
The Celtics beat the then St. Louis Hawks in 57-60 and 61 in the NBA Finals. The Patriots beat the Rams, the St. Louis Rams in 02 and 19, formerly St. Louis, now L.A., in the Super Bowl. Red Sox beat the St. Louis Cardinals in 04 and in 13, and the Bruins beat the Blues in 1970. So, I'm leaning.
It's time for St. Louis to finally win one.
Well, you could look at it that way. I'm rolling with Boston here. I'm rolling with Boston. All right. So now they're telling me Andrew Kahn at 40 past the hour. He's busy getting his season tickets for the Michigan basketball program. He's standing in line right now to get his credential and his season tickets for his family to watch Juwan Howard's Wolverines. It's going to be very exciting up in Ann Arbor for sure. I have to tell you... tonight we're going to spend a great deal of time talking bad about the rapper Drake. So if you're a fan of Drake, which I know he's a wonderful musician, very popular, very, very famous, huge celebrity. Everyone's always talking about Drake, his music. is incredible. But as a sideline pain in the ass, he is the all-time. He has soared, head and shoulders soared over Spike Lee. I mean, he has soared. He's at the level of the guy with the cowboy hat at the Laker games. You know, the guy with the – he's got the whole thing going with the outfit and the gray hair and the beads and the diamonds.
As he passed from baseball, the Marlins man who sits back there with the orange jersey.
And, he passed him years ago. Why is this guy allowed to wander freely on the sidelines?
We didn't see this last night. I didn't see him rubbing the coach's shoulders last night.
Shoulders of this coach and getting away with that? What is this? He's creeping around and sneaking up on people. What is going on? And boy, are the NBA, the ex-agent of Giannis, blasting Drake for, you know, trolling Giannis the whole game. It's just quite a scene with this guy, Drake. Now, does he go to the road games, too? Will he buy a front row seat in Milwaukee?
He better be there.
He'll be there in Milwaukee.
He better be.
Front
row? Or is he going to sit up in a luxury box up in Milwaukee, right?
For safety?
Yeah, is he going to sit up there, or is he going to sit down low?
Do you think if he was down low on the front row of the court in Milwaukee that someone would, like, you know, pelt him with a beer or punch him in the face?
I don't know, but at least he'd get tossed about three different times. If he did the same stuff he did in last night's game, if he was in Milwaukee. If he was anywhere but Toronto, he was out of there like three times last night.
They would have thrown him out of the arena.
Yeah. When he's walking on the court, clapping, getting all tight, when he's backing up on right behind the coach, like all that stuff would have got him tossed at any other arena except Toronto.
It is absolutely absurd what he's getting away with. It really is. It's unbelievable. You can't deny it. How painful is this guy? I mean, honestly, dude, what is wrong with you? What is your deal? What, you think you have something to do with this? What are you, like, on the team or something? Is he not the most embarrassing fandom you've ever seen? The guy that thinks he can, like, troll up and down the sideline and be a coach of an NBA team? How embarrassing is this guy? Like, seriously. Can anybody explain it to me? Because he really is a male organ. He really is the male organ club of the month. I mean, this guy is really, I can't stand him.
Surprised they even had Budenholzer talking about him today.
Oh, he's like done with it. He's like, get him out of here. It should not be allowed. Get him off the court. Did you hear what he said? He's like, get him out of here. All right, 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
You can literally smell the finals in hoops and hockey cooking, can't you? PharrellOnTheBench.com is ready. Are you? Get the best picks, the best price, buck a day, son. Every play, every game, every day, you get an email with the picks ranked favorite to least every day. PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's cheap. Sign up today. You're going to dig it. Everybody does. Hide the money from your wife. 855-212-4227 is the number to get on CBS Sports Radio on the bench. Jeff in St. Louis, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm all right, brother. What's happening?
Hey, I just watched something I've never seen before. Blues rolling. But anyway, what's your impression about the finals coming up? You think Boston's going to drill them?
I don't even think they can drill them, as you're talking about. There's just no way that I believe that after what I've seen them do. Okay, so they have literally mowed through everyone and, you know, knocked off all the best teams in hockey. Carver High, what's their path? What did they do to get here?
They beat the Jets in the first round.
That's huge.
They beat the Stars in the second round.
That was, I think, a little easier, but still
they
tough.
They obviously beat the Sharks in the West Final.
And that was, you know, no joke. And they made that look easy. I mean, games 5 and 6 were just pathetic, right? I mean, they put 5-0 and 5-1. They put 10-1 on them, like a Roger 1040, Roger Vector. Roger Romeo Whiskey 10-1. 10-1 Niner, Roger 80. Did you see that? No, I don't think they can actually blow them away. I really don't. I think the Blues are getting too much productivity across several lines. You don't get to the finals because you suck, okay? So they've had a great season since January 3rd. They've been phenomenal. And all this is going to do is make everyone a lot more money. So Schwartz is going to end up making more money. Berube's going to get the job full-time and make more money. He's going to get a fat contract out of this, right? So Berube's the winner, if you ask me, because he's locked in now. They're not getting rid of him. He was an interim coach, right? He picked up mid-season, so he's won that job. I mean, everyone's going to get rich off of this for St. Louis. And players, you know, when you go to the Stanley Cup Finals, you get a new deal. You know, if your deal's up, you're going to get a new deal. I mean, they're obviously going to have to change the team a little bit, but no one can worry about that right now. Right now, the job is next Monday night, go to Boston, and what is it, Monday, Wednesday, something like that. They got to win, try to win one of those games. I think they can give Boston all kinds of problems because I actually think that the teams that they beat, namely Winnipeg, Dallas, and here against San Jose, I would say Winnipeg and San Jose, for me, are very impressive wins. And I thought, besides the Toronto series, it looked easy to me for Boston the rest of the way. And they've been kicking everybody's ass. I think Boston is the better team, but I don't think they're really, frankly, that much better than the Blues. I think these two teams are both on a collision course of playing excellent hockey. And good for everyone, that everyone's going to be rewarded by, I think some really good hockey between two teams that have deserved to be there and that have won 12 games. They got four more to go. And, let's see who gets it done. I think Boston is probably, obviously Vegas believes in them. They favored them, but the number's short. So they respect the Blues at, plus 135 is not that big of a deal for, making money. You're barely going to make anything, $35 for every 10, right? So bottom line is they respect both teams. I think it'll be a good series. At the end of the day, I would, I would pick Boston, but no slight on the Blues' talent, character, winning ability. I think they have everything they need to win the Stanley Cup. I think they could very well get it done. I don't think they will, but I think they could. But I'm not betting on them. So that's what the moral of the story is. I think Boston's going to win the Stanley Cup because they always do, don't they? Like, are they not, like, this city, there's something weird with the water or something because they win everything, right? And so I don't think they're going to lose. That city is on a absolute, two-decade tear, right? Are they not on the two-decade tear of all tears? I mean, in every sport. It's unbelievable. I mean, the Patriots, I already went through this, the litany of championships that they've just played in, not even won, that they've been in the finals of, like, everything, literally everything, right? I mean, everything. The worst team in town at this point is the Celtics. They couldn't go far, but these other teams are all in the finals, right? Red Sox won the World Series, Patriots won the Super Bowl, and the Bruins are going for the Stanley Cup. Three out of the four in 1 year is all you need to know. That's what's going to happen, if you ask me. They're going to win another championship. They're going to have another parade, and you know what people are going to do this time? They're just not going to go to the parade because they win too much. They're going to be like, I got a new bag of weed. I'm going to just stay home today. You go, Chuck. Go for me, Chuck. Go support the parade. I've already been to 14 of them. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, it's like these kids up there are so spoiled, they don't even know what it's like to suffer or lose as a fan. All they've had their whole life is winning. Every year, every season. Doesn't matter what team it is. And there's nothing you can do about it. You know what they say in the south of France? If you don't like it, beat them. You know what I mean? They just win everything. And I know a lot of people just cringe at the thought of it. But what's funny to me is I think more people enjoy, frankly, watching New York lose and Los Angeles. I really do. I think people really like watching the Dodgers lose in the World Series every year, right? Haven't they gone like every year and lost? And then everyone thinks they're going to win it every year and they don't get it done. And then I think most people, if you ask me, on average, hate New York, unless you live here, right? But everyone else hates them. The evil empire and all this other. I think they hate all teams. People enjoy, I really believe they enjoy seeing, like, the Knicks suck and the Rangers suck and the Mets suck and the Giants and Jets suck, right? I mean, they do, don't they? I mean, all the teams, the Rangers, terrible. Right now they are, if you ask me. I mean, the Islanders were the only good team in New York this year, and the Yankees, right? They won 104 games. That's it. But who?
The Nets.
Oh, the Nets were average at best.
They made the playoffs.
They made the playoffs and bent over. There you go. At least they made the playoffs. God bless them. They'll sell another 2,000 seats. Congratulations. I mean, most people that I know, I mean, I went to a Nets game. It was a miracle that I went. It really was. But that, when was that? 2 years ago? So it's like if you go to the, in my opinion, you go to Brooklyn to the Nets game, you're going to have a great time and everything. You got about a 45% chance of getting shanked on the train, which is also true. And walking around there, anything could happen. You get one of them side skull shots walking into the arena. You don't even see it coming. Somebody just takes you out and takes your phone and wallet. side. That's like the side chucker guy. He comes up from nowhere and gives you a side haymaker. And then you get dropped and they take your phone and wallet and your girlfriend. Little French kiss. And then you lose everything. I hope you enjoyed Brooklyn. They got a great art scene. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Actually, I'm not.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I don't know if you got to see it. If you haven't seen it already, you got to see the chick that stole, like, I don't know if she stole the RV or if she was hers. I don't know what was going on. But if you don't see this car chase in LA today with this lady driving this giant RV, and she had two pit bulls in her lap, and she literally destroyed everything in its path. I mean, she ran over everyone. She crashed into cars, houses, telephone poles, palm trees. And, I mean, by the time she was done, she had torn the entire side of the RV off. You could literally see the kitchen, the family room, the bathroom, the sofa. And then she had two pit bulls. One of them jumped out of the car doing like 80. She jumped out. The dog jumped out of the car and, like, splattered on the road. You got to see it to believe it. You got to see it. Andrew Kahn is with the Ann Arbor News. He covers the Michigan Wolverine basketball team, and they hired Juwan Howard today to replace John Beilein, who left for the NBA and the Cavs job. Andrew, thanks for coming on the bench. How you doing?
Scott, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I figured earlier you might have had, because, you know, you cover the team, maybe you were over standing in line for your family, getting them their season tickets so that they could start supporting Juwan Howard and the Wolverines, because they're excited in Ann Arbor again.
Well, excited again. I mean, you know, John Beilein obviously did a great job. He's the all-time winningest coach in program history. But there's, you know, this is a different kind of excitement. You know, it's an alum. A very high-profile one, someone who was an excellent player here, had a long NBA career. You know, he's a name more familiar to Michigan fans than John Beilein was when he was hired 12 years ago. You know, will he leave with you know, Michigan fans feeling the same way you know, they did about John Beilein last week when it was announced he was gone? Time will tell.
Did you think that you know, when he had, like, another, like, heart attack or whatever he had, like, another situation with his health, and then he came back or he was fine or whatever. Were you did it blindside you at all, anything, that the guy went to the NBA?
It's a good question. It did in that the announcement, there was no lead-in to it. You know, no reporters, none of the national guys had scooped the fact that he had interview even. So that part of it certainly blindsided really everyone here, you know, involved with the Michigan basketball program in some way. But then take a step back, John Beilein as the coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. No, not entirely shocking, because he had interviewed the previous year with the Detroit Pistons. He was not offered the job. He made that very clear. He repeated, "I was not offered the job." So, you know, there was questions. Well, if you were, would you have taken it? And this time he was, and he did. So, you know, it's a guy who's just, you know, hit every rung on the coaching ladder, you know, on the way up in his career, from high school to, you know, Division III, Division II, Major Division I, and now, you know, the next step was the only step next to take was to the NBA.
Did you think, Andrew Kahn with us, Ann Arbor News, did you think that he – you know, with his health and everything, because, I mean, let's face facts, he's had some issues. Are you surprised at all that he's going to go, you know, because I feel like, you know, the only stress he ever had in Ann Arbor was, like, in the Final Four. I mean, the guy was always coming through. He was such a great coach there, I thought, and they were always in it, playing for national championships. They were in Final Fours, NCAA tournaments. I mean, just always in big games, Big Ten games, big tournament games, huge, you know, even holiday tournament games. I thought he took the program to amazing heights. Do you think that with his health and everything that he can, like, frankly, handle the stress of the NBA, where he's going is just an absolutely crappy situation? I don't care what anybody says. They stink.
Well, I won't speculate, I guess, on the specifics of his health. He had his, you know, heart surgery, you know, last summer, you know, coached a full season, looked good, said he felt good, you know, said he, you know, by certainly a couple months into the season, said he was 100%. So I guess that's all I'll go there. But as far as the stress of the job itself, you know, he said that this time last year when he went through the interview process with the Pistons, that he reached out to some, you know, college coaches that had made that jump. Brad Stevens and Billy Donovan's, you know, name come to mind. And, you know, they told him that the NBA life can actually be a lot less stressful because you're not, you actually have some time off. You know, the off season can be a true off season. In college, you're always recruiting. You're always worrying about, you know, your players. You are some, you know, in some ways sort of a babysitter for you know, these kids and your program. At the NBA, you can really focus on coaching. That was one of the things that, you know, drew him to that level was the pure coaching of the situation where you're, again, you're not recruiting and you can actually enjoy some off time. So I get what you're saying. It's a high-pressure league. Their team is going to take a lot of losses. You know, he didn't lose consecutive games at Michigan, you know, in over two seasons. He could very well start, you know, 0-2 with Cleveland. So I get what you're saying there, but I don't think he views that necessarily as a negative.
Andrew Kahn covers the Wolverines for the Ann Arbor News. He's on the bench. So let me ask you, because I thought he was, you know, how long have you covered the team? Because I thought he was like, for me, I mean, I really do think he was the best coach I've ever seen there, and I've seen them all. I'm in my mid-50s. I've seen them all. Like, who do you think? Mm-hmm. Who do you think? Maybe, like, would you say? Is there anyone that you would pick over him as that's done a better job at Ann Arbor at coaching basketball?
No. I mean, this is my second full season on the beat. The year before, I was doing some freelancing, so I was here in Ann Arbor and
right.
followed the team. I mean, he's got the most wins, so the numbers back it up. You know, Sweet 16, 5 of the last 7 years, the two Final Fours. You know, so those things, absolutely. Yeah, so, I mean, and you know, did it without any, you know, hint of a scandal or anything like that. No off-court problems. You know, I've never been in a courtroom on this beat so far. So, yeah, I'd have to say yes. You know, Steve Fisher, you know, he obviously filled in 1989 and won a national championship. You know, the only one in program history, went to a couple more Final Fours. Yeah, this is John Beilein is definitely going to go down as the best coach in Michigan basketball history as things stand now.
So how do you think Juwan Howard will translate from being a very well-respected and beloved assistant in Miami where, I mean, there isn't one guy in the NBA that'll say a bad word about the guy. I mean, he is really well-liked by players and a champion himself. And he's with you know, what a great proving ground with Riley and Spoelstra and LeBron and D Wade and Bosch, and he was there for all of that and played with them. And so I got to ask you. I mean, I just think he's a fantastic player, coach, NBA, college. I think he's going to translate smoothly, and I think he'll relate to these kids even more than Beilein. Beilein to me is like Grandpa Jones, but I think he's the best coach I ever saw there. But I think Howard's going to be more down with players. I think recruiting and as a player's coach, I think he can do phenomenally well in Ann Arbor.
I mean, the point about his how he's viewed around the league is spot on. I mean, I was at the NBA draft combine last week and, you know, knew he was a potential candidate and tried to talk to as many people as possible about Juwan Howard. And, they all just raved about him. He's just very respected from guys who played against him to guys, you know, who knew him more as a coach. Absolutely. You know, the one thing is he does not have the experience of being a college coach. So I think his staff will be he doesn't have experience being a college coach or a head coach, so his staff will be important, the assistants that he hires. But you know, here's a guy who, despite being a star player, that doesn't always translate to then being a good coach, because you know, you have the talent and you know, you can't always get the players to do the things that you could do. But you know, I talked to you know, his college coaches earlier tonight. And they said that even at Michigan, he was not, you know, never the most athletic guy. He was a guy who valued fundamentals. He had great footwork. He was just someone who really thought the game out. And I don't think you have a 19-year NBA career without doing that. Because, yeah, you can maybe get by on your talent early, but you know, by the end of that, you're probably using a little more guile and you know, your basketball IQ. So I think he'll definitely bring all of that to the table. And recruiting is another great point because, you know, John Beilein, for all his success, you know, never recruited a McDonald's All-American, was not typically landing five stars. Now, that's not really a knock on him because at the end of the day, you win. If you win, it doesn't really matter, you know, how you built your team. He won,
right.
and he did it cleanly. So that's the important thing. But geez, it sure doesn't. You make your job a little easier if you can get the better players.
Do you think Andrew Conwood of Santa Barbara News? Do you think, lastly, the because you know they've kind of unless I'm wrong, I'm a Big Ten guy. I went to Indiana, mm-hmm. and I was there for night. I worked for night, and I've been there a million times to Chrysler and to Ann Arbor, blah, blah, blah. My mom and dad went to school there. I never hear the end of it, the Michigan Wolverines. My mom died. It was finally one voice calmed. And then I had to listen to my dad. He went to Duke, too. He never shuts up about all that stupid Duke basketball. But let me ask you, they've basically eradicated. Like, they don't even talk about the Fab Five there. It's like they never existed because of all the whatever, cheating and everything else. And they took down banners and everything else. So what's it like now, do you think, to have them? Everyone's talking about the Fab Five now, again, like it's like yesterday, and that he's back there coaching, and he was a part of it. Like, do they have no problem with that at all?
It kind of is amazing. They just went from John Beilein to, yes, a member of the Fab Five. Now, he, you know, he was never implicated in any of these things. You know, they didn't just hire, you know, Chris Webber as the coach. But it is interesting. Now, last year, you know, they took a step. This past season, it was, you know, 30th anniversary of the 89 championship team, which, you know, wasn't the Fab Five team, but, you know, did have that same coach.
Glenn Rice, son. Glenn Rice, son.
There you go. He was there. He was at Chrysler Center. Yeah, so, you know, Steve Fisher was back and honored for the first time. So, you know, that was a step. And certainly John Beilein deserves probably more credit even than he got for trying to make, you know, a reunion of sorts happen. His, mm-hmm. his hands were tied early in his career. There was a, you know, there was a disassociation from the program, mandated, you know, that he could do nothing about. But he was certainly reaching out to a lot of those guys. And, you know, he never quite could get through to Weber, who did show up on campus last season, but on the football field, not the basketball court.
Right.
So, yeah, I think absolutely now there'd be no – I don't think, you know, Chris Weber or any of these guys weren't coming back because they had something against John Beilein. But, you know, now that they're – you know, one of their former teammates is leading the program, you can absolutely expect a reunion of sorts.
So, Mafia, you know how, like, a lot of guys yell and one when they get fouled on a shot?
Yes.
What do I yell when I get fouled under the bucket?
Glenn Rice.
That's right, son. So most people, Andrew, yell and one, you know, and everything. Whenever I score and get hammered and finish with the bucket, I always yell Glenn Rice. And I've done it for, like, literally, I think since 1989, I've yelled Glenn Rice. I was playing in a game Saturday, and I busted out a Glenn Rice. And everyone, all these kids look at me like I got boogers on my face. They have no idea who I'm talking about. Meanwhile, he was like the greatest Wolverine ever, if you ask me, Glenn Rice. What a badass. Hey, Andrew, great stuff tonight on Juwan Howard. I think he'll do fantastic with the Wolverines. Good luck covering him. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio and breaking it all down for us, brother.
Absolutely. MLive.com if you want to read more.
All right, there you go. MLive.com sounds like an idea for me to tap into some more Wolverine news. Anyway, there you go. Andrew Kahn of the Ann Arbor News. By the way, did you see the woman steal the RV? How kick-ass was that? You got to admit, that was a great car chase with a giant RV. Awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.